This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. We're still in the middle of what's been one of the worst flu seasons of recent years. Now we're getting the second half of a 1-2 punch right in the nose, or at least the nasal passages, with the beginning of a harsh allergy season. We're talking with an expert on all things that make us sneeze, Dr. Richard Lockey, the chief of the University of South Florida Division of Allergy and Immunology. Dr. Lockey, thanks for joining us on University Beats.
Mark, it's great to be here.
We're looking at a very tough allergy season ahead because we're just a couple of weeks into it. What are the biggest offenders and why are we looking at such a bad season?
First of all, it's always a bad season. Every year I get asked, is this the worst season ever? No, every season is the worst season ever. And the reason that is because we have 11 different species of oak trees that pollinate sequentially. So they start right about now and they go on into May. The major problem will be the last 2 weeks of February and the first 2 weeks of March.
But this season, because of the weather that we've had, is a little bit of an effect there?
A little bit delayed. Not so much for cypress and cedar. We see a lot of that already in the air. But the oak has been delayed because of the colder weather this winter. Yes, absolutely.
All these different kinds of pollens. They don't need to be the tree in your yard or the tree out in front of your house. They can come from anywhere, right?
Absolutely. The way trees pollinate is they spew into the air trillions and trillions of small pollen particles. That's the male part of the flower for the oak tree. And those particles randomly hit the female part of the flower in another tree perhaps 100 miles away and fertilize it, pollinate, and then you get an acorn. So these are wind-pollinated trees versus a bee-pollinated flower, which a bee has to actually land on the flower, conspicuous flower, and pollinate it. So the amount of pollen gets in the air is catastrophic. It's a cloud of pollen, trillions and trillions and trillions of pollen particles.
Just the weather in general in Florida helps these trees and helps this pollen really just have a longer and more complex shelf life or just a more difficult one?
The amount of pollen that gets in the air is huge compared to any other pollen we measure. For example, oak pollen, we can see up to 6,000 pollen particles per cubic meter of air. And so you'll get a cloud of dust, which is allergenic, as well as the pollens. And people inhale it, gets in their eyes, so they get sneezing, itchy, runny nose, itchy eyes, and they get wheezing and asthma, and that can be very, very severe.
What does USF Health do during the season to both monitor and treat people?
We have a pollen counter on top of USF College of Medicine, and we get pollen counts once a week, so we know what's in the air week to week. We don't do it daily every day because it's too expensive and complicated to do. And the oak pollen's already high, not as high as it's going to be, but it's already high enough to cause most people to have symptoms.
Any exciting research being done at USF when it comes to allergies?
Well, we have one of the biggest research programs in the United States in our field. We not only do clinical research, for example, right now we're doing food allergy testing as well as food allergy desensitization. It's all experimental. We're taking people who are allergic to peanuts and trying to make them more tolerant to ingesting a certain number of peanuts so they don't have a severe allergic reaction and die from it. We do studies on COPD, asthma, as well as hereditary angioedema. And then we have a variety of different faculty members that have NIH grants that do work on asthma, interstitial pulmonary fibrosis, respiratory syncytial virus research, et cetera. So we have a very big research program. We've always had that.
I mentioned at the very beginning about the flu season. Is there any sort of relationship or correlation between the flu and allergy seasons?
Well, they come along at the same time. That's number one. And number two, people who have allergies appear to be more susceptible to viral infections. So it probably is a real thing that if you have allergies and your allergies are acting up, you're more susceptible to acquiring a virus that causes a cold, such as rhinovirus or influenza.
Is there any sort of compound when we're having such a bad flu season? I know what you said, that this allergy season is just as bad as the other ones, but, you know, is it on top of what's already been a bad flu season?
Yes, it's absolutely. If you're already miserable because you can't breathe through your nose and you're wheezing and the flu comes along, the two together can be catastrophic. People, I think, underestimate the amount of difficulty this season causes for up to 15% of the United States population. It's very, very difficult.
And when it comes to handling this allergy season, what can people do to help themselves?
The first thing you do is you run your air conditioning in your car and in your home and keep the windows shut. Two is you don't go outside to exercise at this time of year. Three is you get over-the-counter medications that help you, antihistamines, and other sorts of medications, including intranasal steroid sprays. If that's not working, you're miserable, you should see us. and we can help you, because there's all sorts of things we can do now compared to when I started out in this specialty. I mean, the amount of information and knowledge we have about allergic diseases now compared to when I started 40 years ago is almost unbelievable. It used to be that up to 7,000 people died of asthma a year. Now, that was with about half the population. Today, we're down to somewhere around 2,500. That's how much the field has been revolutionized. So there are all sorts of things we can do to help people. Avoidance, allergy shots, monoclonal antibodies that are all new to treat asthma, severe asthma, new medications that are very, very effective. So there's no reason why a person has to suffer from this year after year after year. No reason whatsoever.
When can we expect some relief?
The big season, end of March, March 15th, and it peters out to about May 15th.
Dr. Richard Lackey, the chief of the University of South Florida Division of Allergy and Immunology, thank you very much for the advice, and thank us again for joining us on University Beat.
Thank you very much, Mark. Great to be here.
For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.